请弟兄姊妹们翻开旧约的撒母耳记上。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to 1 Samuel in the Old Testament.
我们从十五章看哪里要看几段的话。
We'll start reading from chapter 15 for a few passages.
我们从十七节开始。
We'll start reading from verse 17.
弟兄姊妹们找到请看听我们念
and if you found it brothers and sisters please,please read as we read aloud
撒母耳对扫罗说从前你虽然以自己为小岂不是被立为以色列支派的元首吗耶和华告你做以色列的王耶和华差遣你吩咐你说你去击打那些犯罪的亚麻利人将他们灭绝尽尽你为何没有听从耶和华的命令急忙掳掠财物行耶和华眼中看为恶的事呢
Verse 17 And Samuel said When thou wast little in thine own sight Wast thou not made head of the tribes of Israel And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said Go and utterly destroy the sinners the Amalekites And fight against them until they be consumed Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord But didst fly upon the spoil And didst evil in sight of the Lord
扫罗对撒母耳说我实在听从了耶和华的命令行了耶和华所差遣我行的路擒了亚玛利人王亚甲来灭尽了亚玛利人百姓却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊要在基甲献与耶和华你的神
Verse 20, And Saul said to Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal.
Samuel 说耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢听命胜于献祭顺从胜于公羊的高自由悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等还梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同你既厌弃耶和华的命令耶和华也厌弃你作王
Verse 22, And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king.
我们再请看诗篇五十一篇
Let's please turn to Psalms 51
我们从第一节开始读一长段
Psalms 51 starting from verse 1 we'll read a long passage
神啊求你按你的慈爱怜恤我按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽并解除我的罪因为我知道我的过犯我的罪藏在你我面前我向你犯罪唯独得罪了你在你的眼前行了这恶以致你责备我的时候显为公义判断我的时候显为称正
Verse 1 Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest.
我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就洁净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白；求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音，使你所压上的骨头可以着药。以后求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪恶。
Verse 5, Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, that I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken might rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面。不要从我收回你的圣灵。求你使我仍得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺你。神啊，你是拯救我的神，求你救我脱离流人血的罪，我的舌头就高声歌唱你的公义。主啊，求你使我嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。你本不喜悦祭物，若喜悦，我就献上燔祭。你也不喜悦神所要的祭，那就是忧伤痛悔的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的灵，你必不轻看。
Verse 10, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee.Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise.
上一个主日，庄弟兄跟我们交通到撒玛利人的历史。
Last Sunday, Brother Zhuang has shared with us the history of the Amalekites.
因着他的交通，就引起我里面有一个很深的呼应。
Because of his sharing, that it draw a response from me from my death.
从那个时候开始。我里面就一直有个意思说，我要接着庄弟兄的那个交通，要和弟兄姊妹们看一看扫罗的事。
And since that time within me, there is this burden to share with brothers and sisters, continue on this theme about the matters of Saul.
那么这个意思一直在我里面显明出来。
This thought had been in me, and it has revealed itself.
但是经过了西岸特会和昨天江迪松跟我们的交通。
Yet after WCCC and after the sharing from Brother Kong yesterday,
主好像把我那个心思转到另外的一面来。
It seems that the Lord has turned my thoughts into a different.Aspect.
我心里一直挣扎。
And I've been struggling in my heart.
我说主啊，究竟你要我说什么？
I said, Lord, actually, what do you want me to share?
说这个还是说那个？
Should I share upon this or that?
主好像给我一个感觉说。
It seems the Lord has given me these feelings.
两样都要说。
You need to share both.
我就跟主说了。
And then I told the Lord.
两样都要说，我这个说话很长气的人怎么说？
If I have to share on both things, then I talk a lot and a long time.
主好像给我一个很清楚的领会。我要你说什么你就说什么。
And it seems the Lord has given me a clear indication. Whatever I tell you to say, then you would say.
我说感谢主。
I said, thank the Lord.
你在我里面先说话，我就有话说了。
And you first speak to me within, then I would have words to share.
感谢赞美我们的神。
Thank and praise our God.
庄弟兄的交通叫我们看到亚玛利这些人在我们实际属灵生活的上面所表达的是什么东西。
Sharing of Brother John shows us what the Amalekites mean in our spiritual life.
那么神让扫罗去除灭亚玛利人。
God allowed Saul to destroy the Amalekites.
很显然的就给我们看到，如果亚玛利人是在那里表达我们在神面前那个肉体的活动，
Very clearly, if God says this Amalekites needs to be rid of, it's our fleshly actions.
是表达那个抵挡神的那个倾向。
Is to show forth our inclination of how we reject and resist God.
那么神说，他们的结局就是完全没有前途。
And God says their future, the result of them would be completely without a future, completely without future.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这也就是说出我们活在肉体里面的光景，在神面前是怎么没有路可以走。
It is telling us how is it that if we live in our flesh, then before God there is no future for us.
但是我们怎么来认识那个亚玛利人的那一个味道在我们身上出来呢？
But how would we recognize that the smell of the Amalekites that is showing forth from us?
借着扫罗的那一个表达，也表达出我们肉体的那个实况。
And also through what Saul did, it's also exhibiting what we are doing from our flesh.
那么当我在留意到扫罗在神面前怎样来发表他自己的时候，
When we pay attention to how Saul is presenting himself before God,
主就把我这一年多两年来心里头一个很重很重的体会又引出来了。
And the Lord has reminded me of this very heavy and deep thought in me, and it's brought to the surface.
那就是为什么我们的肉体是这个样呢？
That is, why is that our flesh would act the way they do?
我们没有办法能改变我们的肉体吗？
Isn't there any way to change our flesh?
那肉体一定是要接受那个绝对的死亡的事实吗？
Is it the case that the flesh would have to accept the fact, the death?
因着这样的一个催促，
Because of this prompting,
主又把我带回的创世纪里面最起初的那一个历史的事实。
The Lord has brought me back to Genesis, the very beginning, the facts there.
那我就想起，
So I was reminded,
许多的时候我们读创世纪是把创世纪当故事来读。
A lot of times when we read Genesis, we treat it like a story or a history.
所以故事是读过了，是知道一点事情。
So we read the story, we learn some facts.
但是我们没有去留意神为什么在创世纪里头跟我们说那个故事呢？
But we didn't concentrate on the fact on why did God tell us the story.
那个究竟是故事呢？还是比故事更重要，也就是说比历史更重要的一些事实在哪里发表呢？
Is it just a story or is there something deeper, more important than learning the history?
这个是很重要的事实。
This is a very important fact.
感谢神。
Thank God.
因为我们越是寻求神，神就慢慢慢慢把他的心思向我们来打开。
The more we pursue and seek after God, the more God will reveal himself to us.
我们读创世纪的时候，
When we read Genesis,
起初我们觉得那是一段历史的故事。
The beginning, it seems like a historical story.
历史是一个事实。
And history is fact.
故事是一个历史的事实发表出来的人的各种各样的想法。
The story of the history is just expressing what men are thinking about it.
但是我们读创世纪的时候，
But as we read Genesis,
你绝对不能把人的想法来加进那一个历史的事实里。
You cannot add men's thinking into the historical facts.
我们必须要寻找神在那里说，把那是历史记录下来有什么意思？
We need to think, why did God record this history for us, the reason behind it?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们读创世纪的时候，
When we read Genesis,
很显然地看见不是好像那个发展在是一个事实的变化里。
It seems that the story would develop and it has changes.
那就神在伊甸园树了两棵树。
That is God placed two trees in the Garden of Eden.
很特别的。
Very special.
第一，它是树立在园子的当中。
First, it's placed in the middle of the garden.
第二，它每一棵树是有一个特别的表明。
And secondly, each of the trees have a special meaning.
就是用着那两棵树的名字来发表它的内容。
And what it represents is exhibited by its names.
一个叫做生命树。
One is called a tree of life.
一个叫做分别善恶树。
The other is called a tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那为什么是这样呢？
Why is this way?
神为什么要树立这两棵特别的树呢？
Why did God put these two special trees?
我们也读了好多遍创世纪，但是我们总是把它当故事来读。
We read Genesis many times, but often we treat them as stories.
我们没有看到神设立这两棵树的那个目的在哪里。
We didn't see the purpose why God placed these two trees.
我们在这里一再提过了。
We mentioned many times.
这两棵树是带着非常深的那一个目的在哪里。
These two trees carry with them very deep meanings.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你不会忘掉神造人的时候把人放在一个什么的地位。
I think brothers and sisters will not remember when God created men, what position God placed men in.
昨天江弟兄提到我们是被天造的弟兄众圣徒。
Yesterday you remember Brother Kong reminded us that we are heavenly calledSaints or brothers.
那为什么是天造呢？
Why have we been called?
为什么接受了天造以后我们就成了圣徒呢？
Why is it after we accepted this heavenly calling that we became saints?
弟兄姊妹，你没有办法不回到神起初造人的那一个安排。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot help but go back to the original plan that God created man.
神那个安排是非常重要。
God's plan was very important.
因为他就是叫我们圣徒的那个起因。
Because he's the reason for us to become saints.
因为他把人造出来乃是为了去成全神的自己一个定规。
Because he created men for a purpose, special purpose of God.
这个定规从暗处来，从负面来说是对付那个黑暗的权势。
From the passive or negativeside to speak is the purpose is to create men to deal with the forces of the dark, the power of the dark.
从正面去留意，那是要发表神的自己。
But positively speaking, we are to reveal God himself.
所以人被造以后就接受了一个任务。
So after men's been created, they accept a duty, a mission.
要管理神所造的一切。
And to rule over all that God has created.
问题就在这里。
The issue is here.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道。
Brothers and sisters, we all know.
我们是从泥土里头出来的。
We've been created from dirt.
那虽然是被造成人。
Even though we've been made into a man.
但是神所交托的那一个工作。
But the job that God has given over to men.
是我们从来没想过是那么大的。
It's bigger than what we have imagined.
我们只是有个印象说啊，神好像有件这样的做过一件这样的事。
We might just have a fleeting impression that maybe God have done such a thing.
但是我们真的是看到神的那个定义的时候。
But as we truly see what God wanted.
你不能不问一个问题。
You cannot help but ask a question.
你凭什么去完成神所要我们做的事？
By what would you be able to accomplish what God has commissioned you to do?
我们没有答案的。
We do not have an answer.
你永远找不到答案的。
You will never find an answer.
因为你怎么去找，你都是找出，我们是从泥土里头出来的人，得到神的形象，就有了一个权柄。
And because wherever you look, you will come up with the answer that we've been made from dirt and we've created according to by God's image and received this power from God, authority from God.
但是问题在这里。
But the question is here.
你怎么能叫那个权柄成为权柄？
How can you make that power to become real power or authority?
你不是说哎，我有这个权柄，我就可以执行这个权柄。
It's not to say that if we have this power, we can execute this power.
你看看现在地上的政府的光景，你就可以看到。
You look at the governments on this earth, you will recognize.
他们权柄是有。
They do have the power.
但是他们要执行那个权柄。
But in order to execute,
太多手续要办了。
Many processes.
你办了很多的手续，还不一定能。把那个权柄执行出来。
Even after all these processes, you might not be able to truly execute the power.
那还不要说，我们要管理神所造的一切，那这个权柄怎么可以行得出来？
And if we say we are going to rule over all God's creature, how are we going to carry out this power?
感谢神。
We thank God.
神不是外面给我们一个权柄。
It's not that God has given us a power externally.
他在我们里头也要给我们一个执行权柄的实际。
But internally, He's giving us a reality of how to carry out or execute this power.
那这个执行权柄的实际怎么来呢？
So where do we come from? Where do we get the reality for executing this power?
神就给我们看到。
God allows us to see.
人要做什么的拣选？
What men need to choose.
弟兄姊妹，千万别忘了。
Brothers and sisters, do not forget.
神造人的目的。
The purpose of God creating man.
既然他有一个要求，要结束那个黑暗的权势。
Since there is this requirement to end the power of the darkness.
那这个黑暗的权势，也就是那么听话的去接受神。带他到结束的光景吗？
And would the power of darkness obediently go to the end as God wanted?
他不会那么心平气和地说，神啊，你叫我结束我就结束。
Of course, he would not act so obediently and say, yes, if you want me to end, I would.
没有。
That's not the case.
他不会这样做。
He would not do that.
他翻过来。
Conversely,
就站在更明显与神对抗的那个位置。
He's standing in a position in opposition with God even more so.
那这就造成人要完成神造人的目的所碰到的那个根本的难处。
So it creates the most fundamental problem for men to stand in a position ending the power of darkness.
所以神在园子当中树立那两棵树呢？
So therefore God created these two trees on the Garden of Eden. Clearly he tells men.
你要怎么来完成神给你的那一个托付？
How you're going to complete this mission that God has entrusted you?
有两个方法摆在你面前。
Two ways presented to you.
你可以选择这一个，你也可以不选择这个，选择另外一个。
You can choose this one or you can choose the other one.
你选择这一个，你就选择对了。
If you choose this one, then you have chosen correctly.
你选择另外的一个，那在选择上面是错了，但是在表面的现象上，你可能是对。
If you choose the other one, then you have chosen incorrectly, but on the surface, on externally, it seems that you have made the right decision.
那这两个是什么东西呢？
What are these two things?
那一个是生命树。
One is a tree of life.
那就是说你要接受生命。
That is to say you need to receive this life.
那这个生命树乃是说出你要和那个生命的源头做一个完全的连接。
This tree of life is telling us that you will need to have a complete union with the source of life.
啊，另外的一个叫做分别善恶树。
The other is called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
说的准确一点就是知识树。
And it's the tree of knowledge in more accurate.
那就是说出。
That is to tell us.
你也可以凭着你能发表的知识来去成就你所要做的。
You can do, accomplish what you want to accomplish by knowledge.
但是你必须要知道。
But you must know.
你所要，你以为用你所有的去完成你所要做的可以成功，但是结果，你所接来的那个结果就是死。
You might think that you were able to accomplish what you need to do by your choice of knowledge, but the ending would be death.
那你要接受了死，那就是说你跟生命完全是分开了。
And if you have this accepted death, you'll be completely separated from this life.
你不可能活在生命中。
You cannot live in this life.
你更不能使用生命的那所发表的那个权柄。
And you cannot live, you cannot use or execute this power that's from this life.
换一句话来说，
In other words,
你要是节省知识树上的那个果子的话，你永远不可能完成神托付给你的那一个目的。
If you accepted the tree of knowledge, accepted the fruit from there, you will never be able to accomplish what God had entrusted you.
我不详细说这件事了，因为详细说这件事情。要用好多的说话。
I will not go into detail because that will take a long time.
但是我就用历史的事实来叫我们去留意到这两个原则的选择的结果是怎样的一直影响我们的祖宗直到我们这一代的人和我们的子孙。
But I would like to use these two trees to illustrate how these two choices, these two trees, these two principles is affecting the people at that time and continually to affect us now.
那弟兄姊妹很清楚的，你记得，如果你把它当故事来看。
Brothers and sisters, remember if you treat it like a story.
那个故事的上面的发展是什么呢？
What's the story in the first half?
我们的祖宗吃了分别善恶树的果子。
Our ancestors have taken and eaten the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那结果就落在神的那个对付的里头。
And then they fell into the dealing of God.
我们不详细看那个故事。
We're not going into detail of the story.
因为从故事上面来说，弟兄姊妹你都熟悉。
Because you're familiar with the story.
我们要说从那个故事里头所表达出来的一些个东西。
We're saying we're concentrating on what the story is telling us, what it is showing us.
当神来到伊甸园来看这两个人的时候。
When God came to the Garden of Eden to look at these two people.
头一件事情你发现的，那两个人不敢见神。
First thing you recognize is that these two people do not, dare not to look at meet God.
为什么不敢见神呢？
Why are they afraid to see God?
因为知识树给他们有了一些知识。
Because the tree of knowledge has given them some knowledge.
有了一个好像更扩大的看见。
It seems that they have expanded vision.
结果他们看见的是什么呢？
What did they see in the end?
看见的是自己是赤身肉体。
What they saw was that they were naked.
那既然是赤身肉体就不能见神了。
And so since they were naked, they would not see God.
连见人都不可能了，不过当时只有他们两个人，所以也就这个问题还不大。
And they might be afraid to see other men too, but they were the only people, so it wasn't a big problem.
但是这个原则没有走啊。
But the principle is there.
一直到现在我们弟兄姊妹，你没有办法能接受我赤身肉体在这样跑。
And even now, this principle has not changed because you cannot accept the fact that you can run around naked.
但是你先注意。
But first, pay attention.
为什么不能赤身肉体？
Why can you not be naked?
因为人的本相出来了，你还有什么呢？
Because your original, the original form of you have been shown forth.
不过就是一团泥嘛。
You're just some dirt.
你这一团泥有什么好看呢？
What's so good about looking at some dirt?
我不扯那么远。 因为这些都是弟兄姊妹熟悉的故事。
It's all familiar to you.
但是我现在不是让弟兄姊妹停留在故事里。
But I'm not stopping in the story, brothers and
sisters. 我要让弟兄姊妹们回到神，做这些事情，留下这些记录的目的在哪里。
I'd like to bring brothers and sisters focus onto the purpose of why God has left these stories for us to read.
那当人不能见神。
So when men are afraid to see God,
你为什么不能见神呢？
Why would men not want to see God?
因为你没有生命。
Because you do not have life.
你只有知识。
You only have knowledge.
知识不能叫你到神的面前。
Knowledge cannot bring you to God.
知识可以叫你知道有神，但是你知识不能把你带到神的面前。
Knowledge would allow you to know that there is a God, but knowledge cannot bring you to God.
能到神的面前的只有生命。
The only thing that can bring you to God is life.
你要与神的生命连接了，你才能到神的面前。
But only when you're united in the God's life that you can go to God.
那这是头一件事情，我们所熟悉的故事。
This is the first thing that we're familiar with.
但是现在我愿意弟兄姊妹，你要把这个故事开始转成一个历史的事实。
No, now, brothers and sisters, we're turning the story into historical facts.
然后接下去你就再看到一些事情。
And then you see something else.
神说
God said,
你们为什么躲着不见我？
Why are you hiding from me?
他们说我们现在没有办法见你。
And they said, we cannot see you now.
神说那但是你一定是吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
God said that you must have eaten the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
我不是明明告诉你们说千万不要吃那个果子吗？
And I clearly tell you that you should never eat from this tree.
为什么还要吃呢？
Why would you still eat it?
亚当先说话了。
So Adam said first.
亚当先说什么话呢？
What did Adam say?
不是我想吃。
Not that I want to eat.
是你给我那个女人叫我吃。
It's the woman that you gave me that she asked me to eat it.
他把责任一推就推到他妻子身上去。
And so he pushed the responsibility onto his wife.
他与我无关，是我妻子做的事。
It's nothing to do with me, it's my wife.
神就转去问夏娃。
And so God turned to Eve.
为什么你要吃这个生命树，这个分别善恶树上的果子呢？
Why do you eat of the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
她也有了，她也有理由。
And she also had a reason.
不是我要吃啊。
Not me.
蛇叫我吃的。
Is that snake? He asked.
你不叫蛇来，我就不会吃了。
He didn't ask the snake or serpent to come over.
你让蛇进来了，他跟我说了一些话，我说也是很有道理，那我就吃了。
Well, you allowed the snake to come to me and speak to me, so I thought it was reasonable.
所以我吃也不是我的责任。
That is not my responsibility that I ate it.
蛇的责任。
It's the responsibility of the snake.
那么当然。当神一对付蛇的时候。
So of course, when God dealt with the snake.
这个话没有。在可推却的地方。
There's no more, nobody else to blame.
但是我们不管那个故事怎么发展。
No matter how the story developed.
我说清楚一点。
Clearly put.
我们不管当时那个历史的事实是怎么的继续。
We don't need to care how the historic facts were continued.
我们停在这里你就看到。
If we stop here, you can see.
第二件事情，人在那一个吃分别善恶树上果子引出来的那个现象是什么？
What's the second phenomenon caused by eating the fruit of, from the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
保存自己，推责责任。
Preserve yourself and push off the responsibility.
为什么要推卸责任呢？
Why do you need to blame someone else?
目的就是保护自己。
The purpose is to preserve yourself, protect yourself.
为什么他要保护自己呢？
Why does he need to protect himself?
哎呦，他不保护自己的话，也许他就感觉得到，不仅是也许了，其实实在他就感觉得到，我没前途了。
Because if he didn't protect himself, maybe an actual fact that he might felt that he had no future.
因为吃的日子一定死嘛。
Because God said, the day you eat of it, you shall die.
前途就在哪里？
That is your future.
如果这个是前途的话，
That is your future.
那这个哪里能说是前途呢？
It cannot be claimed as a future.
这是人本相里头一个很自然的现象。
It's a very natural inclination of man.
不但是出在我们祖先的那个历史里。
Not only in the history of our ancestors.
也继续在我们的子孙的身上，一代一代的来存到， 在他的子孙的身上一代一代的传到我们，也借着我们一代一代的传到我们的子孙的身上。
Not only upon them our ancestors, but generations after generations, it comes down unto us, passed unto us, and we will pass unto our descendants.
啊，这个是第二件事情。
This is the second matter.
那么第三件事情我们要留意了。
The third thing we need to pay attention.
那么如果是这样的话。
If this is the case.
那神造人的目的。还可以继续完成吗？
Then the purpose of God creating man, can it still continue?
按实际的情况来说，不可能完全。
By reality, it's impossible.
但是在神的心意里头，神一定要叫这个事情完全。
But in God's heart and in God's mind, then He will make it happen.
那是看神怎么继续的做上去。
Depends on God, how God will continue.
当然神做了一些的事情。
Because God has done some things.
我不提的那一部分了。
I will not mention those things.
我提只是和今天我和弟兄姊妹交通有直接关系的那个部分。
I'll just mention the part that has direct relationship on what I will share today.
那神在那里做了一些生命恢复神的那一个起先造人目的的安排。
And God has done some recovery work of how to restore what He originally planned in creating man.
所以我们看到有羔羊。
So we can
see. 流血的事情。
We saw the matter of the lamb shedding the blood.
有女人后裔的事实的启示。
And there is the descendant of the woman, and there's a revelation of that fact.
有人在神的面前仍然可以给带回神起初目的的那一个安排。
And the plan of how men will be able to be recovered back to the original plan.
最明显的一个事实。
The most obvious fact.
是平常我们比较不太注意到的。
It's something we would normally not pay attention to.
就是生分别善恶树是没有再给提起了。
And it's that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was never mentioned again.
当然生命树确实留在哪里。
But the tree of life is still there.
生命树留在那里，我们就要问了。
We would ask this question if the tree of life is still there.
神呢，为什么把生命树还留下？
Why did God still keep this tree of life?
反正人已经不拣选生命了。
And since men had chosen not to,
生命树也没有目的了。
Tree of life, and there is no more reason for it to leave.
这是人的想法。
And this is men's thinking.
但神不是这样想。
But God does not think this way.
神说。
God said.
分别善恶树可以拿去。
We can remove this tree of knowledge of good and evil.
生命树却又停留在那里。
But this tree of life will stay here.
但是却又保守它。
But then he preserves it.
不太容易再让人来到生命树的面前。
It's no longer easy for men to come before this tree of life.
但是人要到生命树那里去的呢？有条件。
And there is a condition if men want to come to
the tree of life. 你能绕过保守生命树的那些安排，你就可以。
If you are able to pass through, bypass all the things that are preventing you to come to the tree of life.
但是你怎么能绕过去呢？
But how can you bypass those things?
保守生命树的神说明有两样。
And the things that are protecting the tree of life, God said there are two things.
一个是天使。
And there is an angel.
一个是转动发火焰的剑。
And there is the turning of the sword of flame.
人要到生命树那里去。
If men want to go to the tree of life.
你必须要经过神这样的安排。
You must pass through this arrangement.
你能越过转动发火焰的剑。
And
you, 你还能活着。
If you can pass through this flaming sword and still live.
你就可以往前再去。
Then you can go forward.
你还要经过天使的检验。
And you need to go through the examination of the angel.
你及格。
And if you pass.
你就可以再往前去到生命树那里。
You can go forward more and go to the tree of life.
但是人有这个条件吗？
But do we men have this condition? Do we possess this qualification? We do not have either.
那就是说。
That is to say,
生命树跟人断绝关系了。
The tree of life has no relationship with man.
但是如果生命树要跟人断绝关系的话，
But if tree of life is going to have no relationship with man,
那我们就会问神，你还保留它在那里干什么？
We would ask, but why would you still keep it there?
神的答案很清楚。
God's answer is clear.
我保留在那里是给人有机会可以再吃。
I keep it there so that men will still have a chance to eat it.
但是人没办法通过那个保卫的安排啊。
But men have no way to pass through that, the things that are protecting.
神说这个不是你们的问题。
God said that's not your problem.
这个是我要做的问题。
This is my problem to take care of.
是我来跟你们打开这一个。
I will open up a way for you.
那你们就可以进到生命树那里。
Then you can enter before the tree of life.
感谢神，你以为那是故事。
We thank God. You think that is a history.
我们看到那是完全是一个历史的事实。
We see these the historical facts.
神是做了这样的安排。
God has made these arrangements.
神就按照他这样的安排来领着堕落的人怎么回到生命树那里。
And by his arrangements, God has led this fallen race back to the tree of life.
那么意思简单的说来。
Simply put.
我们读整本的圣经。
When we read the whole Bible,
是整本的圣经是说什么
？What does the whole Bible tell us?
就是说是启示录起头这三章里边所发生的事情。
It's telling us the first three chapters of Revelation, all the things that are recorded there.
从那个发展一直到那个结果。
From then on, it develops to the end.
包括当中神怎么解决一切的难处，而叫起初那个结果重新显在人的身上。
Including of how God resolved all the problems in between so that the original plan, original result would be revealed at the end.
所以我们读圣经一开始你就读创世纪。
So when we read the Bible, the beginning is Genesis.
许多人读圣经读不进去就是因为读创世纪。
A lot of people cannot even get into the Bible because of Genesis.
因为他们只在那里读故事。
Because they're reading a story.
他们并没有读到神的整个的安排。
They did not read the whole arrangement, the plan of God.
他说这样就是神话，那跟我们什么作用呢？
They think this is our fable, this is like myth, what does it have to do with me? But thank the Lord.
神怜悯我们。
God has mercy upon us.
神给我们有那个条件来去认识神的话。
God gave us the qualifications to understand His word.
所以神就按照这样的一个定规在历史里头一直来做工，一直来做工，做工，做工到今天。
So according to His plan, God has worked in history time and again until today.
用着各种各样的事物来表达人在神面前那个实际的光景。
He used all kinds of methods and matters to show men men's true condition.
人的确是有难处。
Truly, men have problems.
但是这个难处怎么解决呢？
How do we resolve these problems?
感谢神。
Thank God.
神让人看见难处的时候。
When God allowed men to see the problem.
也明显摆出一个事实，人本身没有办法解决难处。
He also is showing men that men themselves cannot resolve the problem.
但是神必须要让人认识难处。
But God must allow men to see the problems.
人如果不认识难处的话，那难处解决不解决跟我有什么关系呢？
If men did not recognize and not see where the problems are, then whether the problems were resolved has nothing to do with them.
但是当人认识难处的时候，
But when men see the problems,
人就知道了难处不解决，我们就没有路。
Men would recognize that if the problems are not resolved, we cannot do not have a way to see God.
难处不解决，我们就没有前途，没有结果。
If the problems were not resolved, we do not have a future. We do not have a result.
神用了好长好长的年日，来把人带回到你认识自己在神面前的难处。
God used a long time to show men so that men could see what their problems are now.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
什么时候我们在神的那个怜悯的底下认识了我们是在难处里头。
Whenever we see under God's mercy that we men are under this problem, have this problem.
我们要寻求神。
That we would seek God.
神就为我们解决一切我们所解决不来的事物。
Then God would resolve all the problems, all the things that we cannot deal with, He would deal with it for us.
那所以我们看到在圣经所记载在历史历代的历史的里头，虽然有许许多多不同的场面。
So in the Bible, we see from generations after generations in the history, there are, even though many things are happening.
但是所有的场面都是在那里发表生命树分别善恶树的所带出来的那个结果和影响。
But all these things, all the things that happen in history has only to do with the tree of life and tree of knowledge of good and evil on and its effects and influence upon men.
在这历史历代里才所带出来这是影响的结果，让人去很准确的看准你要做怎么的拣选。
And all the result and influence of this tree of life is for men to know what the choices they should make and the result of that.
我们的祖先拣选错了。
Our ancestors have chosen wrong.
你还是不是跟着他所拣选错的那个方向继续往前行？
Are you going to follow the same direction in his incorrect choice?
还是你看见他们拣选错了，就造成我们这世世代代的子孙承担了多多少少的难处？
Or do you see that because of their incorrect choice that on all the generations after the descendants are taking the consequences?
所以我们不可能再拣选我们祖先拣选过的路走。
So that we would not choose the same way as our ancestors.
我们必须从分别善恶树上的那个选择转回到生命树上去。
We must turn away from the choice of the tree of knowledge of good and evil to choosing the tree of life.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
这个就是天造。
This is the heavenly calling.
这个天造是怎么来完成在我们身上呢？
How is this heavenly calling accomplished upon us?
借着我们拣选神的儿子，跟随神的儿子，而把生命树重新接过来。
Through our choosing of God or choosing the Son of God, that we can choose receive the tree of life.
好了，弟兄姊妹们，当我们掌握到了这一个大前提的时候，
When we have a good handle on this topic,
我们就拿扫罗跟亚玛利人的事来看看。经过了好多年代了，扫罗所表达的是不是还是拣选分别善恶树上果子的那个表现呢？
So we now look back at Saul and the Amalekites. So is it the case that Saul is choosing the tree of knowledge of good and evil?
那么神吩咐扫罗说，
So God commanded Saul.
那扫罗的事情很多，我们都撇开他，我们只是说这一件事。
We are only focusing on this matter regarding Saul.
因为要把扫罗的事说的完整，我们也不可能在一次的聚会里边来说得清楚。
There are too many things regarding Saul that we cannot finish in this meeting.
我们就是说，扫罗去灭掉亚玛利人的这一件事来看。
We're just focusing on the matter of how Saul is supposed to consume and destroy utterly the Amalekites.
但是我必须要提出来。
But I must mention.
这一件事不是扫罗唯一的事。
This is not the only thing about Saul.
是扫罗许多事情里头的当中的一件事。
It's just one of the many things that Saul did.
从这一件事你看见扫罗整个都是这件事。
But from this matter, you can see all the things regarding Saul is actually the same.
那么神告诉扫罗说，
So God told Saul,
我领以色列人出埃及的时候，
When I took the Israelites out, brought
Israelites out of Egypt, 亚玛利人阻挡我这个安排，
The Amalekites were in the way.
那就是说阻挡神的旨意，
And that is in the way of the will of God.
那么意思现在我要追讨亚玛利人。
Now I'm going after them, the Amalekites.
神老早就已经在那一个时候说到，我要在地上灭绝亚玛利人的名号。
Even back then, God has already said that he will destroy all the Amalekites, the name of the Amalekites.
所以这个事情不是偶然发生的。
So this is not something that happened by chance.
也是神允许亚玛利人有很多时间来体会他们所做的在神面前引出什么的结果。
This is after God has given them a long time, given the Amalekites a long time to see what they have done.
所以神对人的忍耐常常给人误会了。
So oftentimes God's patience and long suffering towards men
has been misunderstood.
Now God's time is right.
神告诉撒母耳转告扫罗说
God,
现在是灭绝亚玛力人的时刻了。
So God told Samuel to tell Saul that this is the time to destroy the Amalekites.
你去把亚玛力人整个的除灭掉。
Destroy completely all the Amalekites.
来显明抵挡神的那个最后的结局。
To show forth the final result of them resisting or rejecting God.
那神很清楚地告诉扫罗，对，告诉扫罗。
So clearly God had told Saul.
你去灭绝亚玛力人呢？那个灭绝的范围是包括这么大。
And God has told them clearly the boundary of how much he need to destroy of the Amalekites.
第一是人口。
Firstly, all the men, all the people.
第二是人所有。
Now all their possession.
那弟兄姊妹，这就是说，包括人的所有的一切，亚玛力人所有的一切。
And that means it includes all that the Amalekites possess.
那扫罗也就去了。
So Saul went.
那也打胜仗。
And he won the battle.
掳掠了亚玛力人的一些财物。
And he took captive of some of their belongings, possessions.
人口也除灭的相当多了。
And he has killed many of them.
但是有一个特点。
But there is this one thing.
他却把亚玛力人的王留下来。
He left the king of the Amalekites.
他也把亚玛力人所有的那个上好的牛羊留下来。
He also left the best of the chief of all the cattle and the sheep.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意，你读圣经的时候，你必须要很清楚看见，这是扫罗的意思。
And you must clearly see when you read the Bible. Be careful. This is what Saul wanted.
那么，当撒母耳来看他了。
When Samuel came to see him.
扫罗。就首先去报告了。
And so Saul made a report to him.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Pay attention, brothers and sisters.
扫罗的报告的内容是什么？
What is his report of Saul to Samuel?
扫罗说。
Saul said.
耶和华吩咐我所做的，我完全做成了。
What the Lord has commanded me to do, I have done it.
很有意思。
It's interesting.
我读圣经的时候，我就读的觉得还很有味道。
And when I read the Bible, it's really interesting.
因为扫罗说了这一句话。
Because Saul said these words.
那边有羊叫声。
And there's these sheep making a noise there.
跟着有牛叫声。
And the cattle was making a noise.
扫罗就问扫罗说。
Samuel asked Saul.
你说都做好了。
Didn't you say you completed what you've been asked to?
就是羊和那是牛是从哪里来的？
And so where does the sheep and cattle come from?
从你的大本营带出兵的时候带着来的是供应军事用的那些剩余物质吗？
And is it what you brought from when you are in the battle is what the army needed to use?
扫罗这个时候不好撒谎。
And Saul could no longer lie.
因为你说是从本地带来的，谁都不相信。
No one would believe that you brought these cattle and these livestock along when you're going into a battle.
他就说了。
He said,
哦，这些牛羊啊，是亚玛力人的。
And these cattle and sheep belong to the Amalekites.
亚玛力人把他们养得特别的好。
And they did a good job raising these livestock.
好像比我们以色列人养的牛羊更好。
It seems that they did a better job than what we Israelites did with the cattle.
所以百姓说要留下来献祭给神。
So that the people said they would spare the best of them to sacrifice unto the Lord our God.
弟兄姊妹，现在你留意了。
So brothers and sisters, now you pay attention.
这牛羊是谁留下的？
Where did the, what, who spared these cattle and sheep?
扫罗知道他在面前过不去的。
Saul knew that he could not pass the test.
他把责任一推就推在百姓那边了。
So he pushed the responsibility off to the people.
不是我做的。
It's not me.
是百姓做的。
It's the people.
百姓说那么好的牛羊杀了太浪费。把它献给神做燔祭，那是最讨神喜悦了。
And the people say that it will be such a shame to kill these so livestock that are so good that it's the best if we could sacrifice them to God.
但是扫罗还有一件事情更糟糕的。
And something that's worse for Saul.
他把亚玛利人的王留下了。
He also spared the life of the king.
那为什么他留下来呢？
Why did he spare his life?
我们很难去推测。
It's hard for us to guess.
因为圣经没有很清楚地说，他只是说看见他那么的高大雄伟，还留下他吧。
And the Bible did not clearly tell us, but it just said that he saw that he was a big man, a strong man.
留下他干什么呢？
Why did he spare his life?
再做亚玛利人的王吗？亚玛利人都不存留了，那还做什么王呢？
There's not even any other Amalekites left. Why would he want a king for?
那你留下他干什么呢？
What would he spare his life for?
我们没办法去猜扫罗心里的意念。
We cannot guess what Saul was thinking in his heart.
但是我们有一些根据可以猜。
But there are some basis for our guess.
扫罗起初做王的时候，
That is when Saul first became king.
他就很有些安排，要显明他是做王的气势。
And he wanted to make some arrangement to show off that he has what it takes for him to be a king.
但是我是王啊，我是以色列第一个王嘛。
But I'm the first king of Israel.
但是王跟百姓有什么区别呢？
It's the difference between a king and a people.
啊，我必须有一些动作来显明我是王。
I must do something to show off that I'm the king.
所以他就有一些安排。
So he made some arrangement.
然后在攻打非利士人胜过了以后，
And after they win the battle against the Philistines.
他又做了一件事情，弟兄姊妹们记得吧？
And did you remember? Do you remember what he did?
他就为自己立了一个碑。
And he established a monument for himself.
你还有没有死？你立一个碑干什么？
You're not even dead. Why did you establish a monument for yourself?
哎，不是纪念我的死，是纪念我的功劳。
It's not to remember my death, but remember my victory.
而这个就是巴黎的凯旋门嘛。
And it's like the Arc de Triomphe in Paris.
啊，这就是在罗马那条许许多多的那个凯旋门嘛。
Now there are many arcs like that in Rome.
那留下凯旋门干什么呢？
Why did you leave these arcs around?
彰显我自己。
To exhibit yourself, to display yourself.
那这是扫罗过去做过的一些事情，已经给神责备过的。
And these are things that Saul did in the past, and he has been rebuked by God.
那现在又留下亚玛利人王。
Now he's sparing the life of the king of the Amalekites. Why did he do that?
他说碑我不好再做了。
Now, why is no longer good for me to establish, make these arcs for myself?
但是我要是把亚玛利人王留下来做我的侍卫。
I'll spare this king from Amalek to be my guard. This is my guess.
不过大概也许可能有些根据。
And maybe it has some basis of mine.
那我这个做以色列的王的扫罗就真是够威风了。
And then as the king of Israel, then I feel really good.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你看到这些是什么？
What do you see here?
这个是不是分别善恶树上果子结出来的那一种果子的一种表现？
Isn't this a behavior from this fruit on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
等到后来，撒母耳要离开他走了。
So later when Samuel is leaving him,
他就抓住撒母耳。
He grabbed onto Samuel.
他说你无论如何要不得要陪着我回去回跟百姓一同献祭。
And he asked Samuel to go back to offer sacrifice.
为什么要这样做？
Why did he do that?
你看扫罗自己说出的话。
You see what Saul said.
你给我一个面子嘛。
Give me my face. Give me some face.
弟兄姊妹你看这个是扫罗。
This is Saul.
他做了一个非常大的事。
He has done this big thing.
是抵挡神的事。
It's against God.
他没有完成神所托付，却说我完全做成了。
He did not accomplish what God asked him to, but then he claimed that he has.
但神一追讨的时候，他就把责任推到别人身上去了。
When God dealt with him, he pushed the responsibility off to someone else, to the people.
但是没有用处。
But that's no use.
撒母耳非常明显地对他说，
Samuel told him clearly.
这撒母耳所说的这几句话。
What Samuel said.
对扫罗当时来说是非常实际的。
For Saul, it's very practical.
但是不是单对扫罗说。
But not only he's speaking to Saul.
也是对着我们世世代代的亚当的子孙说。
He's also speaking it to all the descendants of Adam. Like
因为我们是非常容易就陷在这样的一个愚昧里。
Because it's very easy for us to fall under such the same foolishness.
那么撒母耳很清楚地对他说什么话。
So what Samuel said to him.
扫罗的意思就是说牛羊那么好把它杀掉了浪费留给献给神那是最好的事情。
So what Saul said was, these cattle, this sheep are so good, it's a waste to kill them, so it's best to offer it as a sacrifice to God.
一面说出我们把最好的给神。
On the one hand, it shows that we are showing, giving our best to God.
啊，另外一方面也说出了我们还有什么可以叫神喜悦的除了我们在神面前做的美事以外。
On the other hand, it says that what else can we give God apart from the good things that we have done before God?
献祭是神喜欢我们做的美事。
Give sacrifice is what God wants us to do.
我们现在把最好的做在神的面前。
Now we do the best thing before God.
那我们没有功也有劳。
If we do not, we cannot claim, have done the best thing, we labored hard.
神一定纪念我们。
God must remember us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们存这样的心思在神的面前，我们错了。
If we have such a heart before God, this is wrong.
因为撒母耳当时对扫罗说的那几句话是非常非常的明确的。
Because what Samuel told Saul at that time is very, very clear.
神怎么说呢?
What did God say?
神对撒母耳对扫罗很清楚的就说出这个事情。
Samuel said very clearly to Saul.
你说把最好的献给神。
Oh, you said you're going to give the best to God.
你以为在神面前献祭做事情就是神最喜悦的。
You think to offer sacrifice will be the best thing that you could do for God.
你完全不知道献祭的事情那个实在的意义是什么。
You don't know what's the true meaning of giving that sacrifice.
你只看见神在外面叫我们做这些事。
You only see what the outward things that God asked us to do.
你却不知道神要我们献祭的目的在哪里。
You don't know what the purpose of why God is asking us to give sacrifice.
所以撒母耳当时说的话是怎么说呢?
What did Samuel say?
他说啊，弟兄姊妹，再看二十二节，撒母耳说啊，耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢
？And First Samuel chapter 15 verse 22, Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?"
听命胜于献祭。
Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
And to hearken than the fat of rams.
我们先来留意这个。
Let's pay attention to this first.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神借着撒母耳很明确地说出这一个事实。
God has spoken this very clearly through Samuel.
扫罗你要听清楚。
Saul, listen up.
耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭。
The Lord takes delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices.
喜悦人听从他的话呢?
Is it as great as in obeying the voice of the Lord?
听命胜于献祭。
Behold, to obey it is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
To hearken than the fat of rams.
祭和公羊的脂油在人的眼中以为神吩咐我们这样做我们这样做了神就喜悦了
The sacrifice and the fat of rams this is what God asked them to do and if we followed his words then God should be pleased
但是他们没有问
But they did not ask.
神为什么要我们献祭？
Why did God ask us to give offering?
神为什么只要我们献指定的那些公羊和 羊羔和那个牛？
Why did God ask us to only offer the lamb and the ox?
他们没有留意神整个的安排。
They didn't pay attention to the whole arrangement.
他只是看见我们该做什么事。
They only saw what we are supposed to do.
他没有留意到神要我们做那些事情，乃是神要我们知道我们为什么要这样做。
They didn't pay attention to the things, why God wants us to do these things. It's for us to understand why God wants, what God wants us to do.
弟兄姊妹，我举一个非常有意思的事情，让弟兄姊妹留意。
Brothers and sisters, I'd like to give you an example to take note.
当你读圣经的时候，
When you
你能注意到这一方面，那会对我们认识神的心思，也许会有帮助。
Brothers and sisters, when you read the Bible, if you pay attention to these things, then it will help us to understand God's heart.
我个人的经验是这样，我知道很多弟兄姊妹们的事实也是如此。
It's my personal experience, and I know for a lot of you too.
我们读圣经呢，最麻烦就是读到利未记。
When we read the Bible, the most troubled area is the book of Leviticus.
其次就是读到启示录。
And the second, after that will be Revelation.
我不说那么多。
I will not go anymore.
我就说利未记。
I'll just talk about Leviticus.
这是我们最感觉麻烦的。
And that is the most troubled area.
你读创世纪，读出埃及记，读到还有点兴趣。
You read Genesis, Exodus, you still have some interest.
但是一读到利未记的时候，一开头你就闷了。
Once we come to Leviticus, you feel bored at the beginning of it.
你就说怎么读呢？
How would you read it, you ask?
但是弟兄姊妹们，你不要管，你只要真是要读进去的话。
Brothers and sisters, don't take note. You when you go into the text,
你会发觉。
You will find out.
几乎又做错一件事了。
You've almost done something wrong.
你发觉读利未记，你越读越有兴趣。
Because the more you read Leviticus, the more interested you will be.
那我先提一件事情，我不是详细提利未记，我先提一件事情。
I'd like to first mention something else.
当你读利未记的时候
，When you read Leviticus,
一开始就是神说五个祭。
At the beginning, God talks about five sacrifices, offerings.
这五个祭呢?
So these five offerings.
燔祭开始。
Starts with burnt offering.
数字接上去。
The grain offering.
然后平安祭再接上去。
And the peace offering.
最后呢，就是赎罪祭和赎愆祭接上去。
And a sin offering.And it follows.
那我不说那个内容。
I will not go into the detail.
我只是说这个次序。
I'm saying the order.
好，弟兄姊妹们，你就觉得很有意思。
And brothers and sisters, you'll find this interesting.
这是神告诉人你要献祭的次序。
This is the order that God has told men to offer.
你首先要注意的，你要献一个燔祭。
The first thing that you need to offer would be the burnt offering.
什么叫做燔祭?
What is the burnt offering?
完全的奉献嘛。
Then this is a complete given a sacrifice.
绝对讨神喜悦的奉献嘛。
It's an absolute pleasing to God.
那么然后呢?
And then?
因为你绝对奉献神。
So because of your complete consecration,
那就引出你在生活上面就有一个讨神喜悦的那一个寻求。
Then you bring about a pursuit of a life that's pleasing to God.
这是神给我们的次序。
This is the order that God has given us.
那你真的是好好的活在神的面前。
When you live before God in this manner,
你从开始到末了都充满恩典的。
And then from the beginning to the end, you'll be, your life will be filled with grace.
所以就引出了平安祭。
So it bring about the peace offering.
当我们按照神的秩序这样活在神的面前的时候，
And if we live before God in the order that God has ordained,
并不等于说我们的愚昧就过去了。
Doesn't mean that we are over our foolishness.
所以我们还有我们的愚昧出来。
We still have our own foolishness that will manifest itself.
那这不就打叉了我们在神面前的那个实际。
And that will break us up from this reality before God.
那怎么能恢复呢？
How can we recover?
神就给我们赎罪祭和赎愆祭。
And God will give us sin offering. And
赎罪祭是解决我们救恩的问题。
Guilt offerings.
叫我们和神中间能有交通的资格。
So God has given us a way so that we qualify to communicate with God.
赎罪祭、赎愆祭是解决我们生活上的过错。
And the guilt offerings to resolve the problems that we have in our daily lives.
那就我们因着这个赎愆祭，我们能维持和神中间的交通不受打岔。
And so because of this offering, we can maintain a normal relationship, communication with God in our daily life.
那这个是利未记开头的所说的五个祭。
And these are the five offerings mentioned in the beginning of Leviticus.
那你注意到那个次序的问题了。
And so you notice the order here.
然后你要注意那个内容。
And then you take a note of the mean, the content.
数字是除外。
Apart from the sin offering,
其余那四个祭，除其余那四个祭
，the other four of a sacrifice，
丢在你发觉
，you will realize，
虽然这个祭的名字不一样
，even though the name of the sacrifices are different，
但是你看到那个祭牲的条件是一样
，you see the condition， the requirement for the livestock is the same，
能使用的祭牲的范围是一样
，and the animals that you are allowed to use， the boundary is the same。
那你会不会问？
Would you ask?
神的不同的祭为什么都是这是相同的祭物？
Why is that for different offerings that you use the same animals?
那如果我们会这样去注意，
If we would notice this kind of details,
弟兄姊妹们很多事情就给引出来了。
Then you will lead you to notice other things.
创世纪三章的那个遮盖亚当跟夏娃的那个皮衣服的皮是什么？是什么动物？
Genesis, 那个
引线就引出来了。
And Genesis chapter 3, the skin, animal skin that's used to cover Adam and Eve, that will be brought about.
那个时候人家还不吃肉的，但是为什么亚伯去养羊？
At that time, the people were still not eating meat. Why would Abel raise livestock?
这个事情又给引出来了。
And this matter will be brought revealed.
等到再过后一点。
And then later on.
以色列出埃及了。
The Israelites came out of Egypt.
出埃及的时候，神说你们要过逾越节。
And so God told them to celebrate Passover.
一提到逾越节的时候，又是羊。
And in Passover, again, the lamb is used.
那过了逾越节呢？
After Passover,
那从大处来讲，就到利未记五章了。
And we come to Leviticus chapter 5.
那利未记五章以后呢？
After Leviticus chapter 5.
我们越过很多了，就到新约来说了。
And then we gloat over a lot of things. We come to the New Testament.
就说到神的羔羊。
And talks about the Lamb of God.
说到神的羔羊，除去人一切的罪孽。
The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
一直到启示录的末了，你仍然看见是羔羊。
Until we come to the end of Revelation, you still see the Lamb.
那弟兄姊妹，我说，当你读利未记，你读的就读出那个兴趣来的时候，你看，这就其中的一样。
So brothers and sisters, when I said that you will read Leviticus and you'll be interested, this is one of them. Why?
我不扯得太多了。
I don't want to go off on a tangent.
我要说的。
I want to come back to what I was talking.
那现在我们就要问。
Now we would ask.
为什么五个祭都是那样的祭物？
Why is that all five offerings refer to the same animal?
显然，你看到神整个的安排的时候。
When you look at the whole plan of God.
神所有的安排都是只做一个事实来发表的。
All the arrangements point to this one fact.
这个发表是什么？
What is this fact?
神的羔羊是怎么显出来？
How is God's lamb manifested?
谁是神的羔羊?
Who was the lamb of God?
羔羊做了什么事情?
What did the lamb do?
那这许多的事情一摆出来的时候,
When all these things are displayed,
弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
Then you will see, brothers and sisters,
以色列人神告诉他们你们要献祭。
God told the Israelites to offer sacrifice.
献祭的目的是什么?
What is the purpose of the sacrifice?
是你们去寻求神。
And to seek after God.
但是你们怎么可以寻求神呢?
Now, how would you be able to seek after God? Use the lamb.
弟兄姊妹们, 那个主题就出来了。
This is the theme.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
为什么一定要献祭?
Why is it that we need to offer sacrifice?
在旧约的时候是献那个祭。
In the Old Testament, we have to offer.
在新约的时候就献神的羔羊。给我们完成的那个完全的祭。
And so in the New Testament, we offer the Lamb of God who has completed that sacrifice.
那神的羔羊替我们所做成的这一切。
What the Lamb of God has accomplished for us.
这就是神在我们身上所显明那个救赎的恩典的核心点、中心点和结局。
And this is the nucleus, this is the central focus and the ending of what God is doing upon, in God's salvation.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
好了，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你就注意到了。
Now you take note.
撒母耳说。
Samuel said.
神是这样说。
What God said.
燔祭和平安祭。喜悦人听从他的话呢
Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?
听命胜于献祭
To obey is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于公羊的脂油
And to hearken than the fat of rams.
弟兄姊妹们，现在我们懂了。
Now we understand.
在旧约，救恩还没有完成以前。
In the Old Testament, before the salvation accomplished.
神怎么向他的百姓显明救恩的那一个事实呢
？How does God show His people the facts of the salvation?
借着献祭的事情来表达。
Through the matters of the sacrifice.
但是不是叫他们是注意献祭的事？
But he doesn't want them to only focusing on the offering.
是借着献祭的事，让他们去注意那个祭的实际。
But through the act of the offering, so enabling to notice what is that offering, that sacrifice.
啊，现在我们回到扫罗的事上来。
Let's come back to Saul.
扫罗以为说，我把好的献给神。
Saul thought that I've given offering the best to God.
说明我对神是怎么样的尊重。
It shows that how I am respecting God.
但是他错是错在那里。
But what is his mistake?
没有错在是羊和牛。
It's not because it's sheep or it's cattle.
羊和牛是神所要的。
God wanted the sheep and the cattle.
但是有一些羊和牛是神不要的。
But there are some sheep and some cattle that God does not want.
什么样的羊和牛是神不要的
？What kind of sheep and cattle that God does not want?
亚玛力人的羊和牛是神不要的。
The sheep and cattle from the Amalekites is not what God wants.
用新约的话来说
，In the words of the Testament,
从肉体出来的美是神不要的。
The goodness, the beauty that comes from the flesh is what God doesn't want.
你不要说我外面做的都是神所要的，但是你为什么去做那个事情呢？神要看的。
And you shouldn't say that, oh, outwardly all these things are done well, but God wants to see why are you doing that?
人若是为了自己来做神以为好的事情，结果在神的面前还是给定罪的。
If men are doing things for their own purpose and think that God, this is the same as what God wants them to do, then God will not be pleased.
这就说出了我们在主里面的人怎么去追求神的喜悦的一个很严肃的光照。
And this is a very great light that we need to recognize how we are pursuing after God's delight when we're in the Lord.
因为神在人中间所寻找的，乃是寻找那个伏在神权柄在底下的人。
Because what God is Seeking after are those men who are obedient and submitting to God's power.
承认神是我们一切的依据和一切的内容和一切的结局的那一个事实。
And those who would submit to God and say, God, you are my content, you are my basis, you are my foundation, you are my ending.
这个就是神起初当初中在伊甸园里头立生命树的那一个宣告。
And this is the same, very same proclamation that God gave in the Garden of Eden when he established the tree of
life. 那么对扫罗的事情来说，神给他说了下了一个结论。
On the matter of Saul, God has given a conclusion here.
那个结论是什么呢？
What is the conclusion?
他说，扫罗，你现在做了一个犯了悖逆的罪。
And God said, for the rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
但是你认识悖逆的罪，
是什么样的
罪呢？
What kind of sin is the sin of rebellion?
我们平常以为悖逆的罪就是我不听话了。
We would normally regard rebellion means that you're not listening, you're not obedient.
你不听神的话,
you're not listening to God. That is a rebellion against God.
弟兄姊妹留意,
but brothers and sisters, pay attention.
神在这里给我们说出悖逆的那个实际。
God has telling us the reality after that rebellion.
他说悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等。
It says here, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
说悖逆，我们觉得好像轻松一点。
When we talk about rebellion, it seems very easy.
就是我不听话而已。
Just mean that I'm not listening.
但是神说
，But God said,
悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相同。
God said rebellion is the same as the sin of witchcraft.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到那个严肃的地方。
Brothers and sisters, you see how serious this is?
你行邪术。
You're practicing witchcraft.
那只是行邪术而已吗？
Are you just practicing witchcraft?
还是你能行邪术，是因做邪术的背后是邪灵。
The reason you are able to practice witchcraft is because of the evil spirit behind it.
是抵挡神的灵。
The spirit that's opposing God.
那若是我们是活在抵挡神的灵的底下，那你说那个不听话的那个实际，严肃不严肃？
So if you're living under the spirit that's opposing God, then you tell me how serious to be rebelling against God?
更多的是让弟兄姊妹自己去想了。
You can think about it more, brothers and sisters.
但神的话没停在这里。
But God's word did not stop here.
他说，环梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。你说环梗有什么了不起？就是我就是挺着脖子就是了嘛。
It says here, stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Well, you said, what is so bad about being stubborn? I'm just stiff-necked, that's all.
但弟兄姊妹，你知道。
But brothers and sisters, you need to know.
这里的环梗是说你上神环梗，不是说你上人环梗。
The stubbornness referred here is talking about you're stubborn against God, not against men.
你上人环梗还有可以挽回的机会。
If you're stubborn against other men, then you might have a way of recovering.
但是你上神环梗。
If you're stubborn against God.
注意，在神眼中，神是看成怎么样呢？
Pay attention to how God views it.
和拜假神和偶像的罪相同。
It's the same as iniquity as idolatry to worship idols.
你说现在我们不拜偶像了。
Well, you say, I don't worship idols.
从前我们拜偶像，现在不拜了。
Well, I used to worship idols, but no longer.
神说，你再想想看。
God said, think about it again.
你在神面前有没有还梗？
Have you been stubborn before God?
神说你还是还梗。
God said you are still stubborn.
你为什么还梗？
Why are you still stubborn?
第一，你把神当作假神。
First, you're treating God as an idol.
说你从前怎么向假神还梗，你现在向神又还梗。
He said you are stubborn before an idol. Now you're in the same way you're stubborn before me.
然后你又留意到。
Pay attention again.
我向假神还梗。
I'm stubborn against the idols.
假神没奈我何。
The idols couldn't do anything to me.
那现在我向神还梗。
Now I'm stubborn against God.
我也可以过得来。
I can still get by.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
神说不是这样。
God said this is not the case.
偶像不能对付你，因为他是偶像。
The idols cannot deal with you because that's an idol.
你在神的面前还梗，你是对着那一位又真又活的神。
If you're stubborn before God, you are dealing with the true and living God.
并且是对着那个创天造地的神。
The God who has created heaven and earth.
更是我们救赎的神。
And also he's the God of salvation.
你怎么能在他面前过得来？
How can you pass before him?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是扫罗的那在神面前的那个结局。
This is the ending of Saul before God.
那然后神就 说出他的问题来了。
And God pointed out his problem.
你既厌弃耶和华作王。
You have rejected the word.
你既厌弃耶和华的命令。
You have rejected the word of the Lord.
耶和华也厌恶你作王。
And the Lord has rejected you from being king.
这就显明一个得胜的问题了，在新约的话来讲。
In the word of New Testament, that is a matter of overcoming.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要把它扯到救恩那里去考虑啊。
And don't put it compare it to our salvation.
这不是不接触到救恩的问题。
This is not in touch with the matter of salvation.
你已经是主里的人的时候啊，那就救恩的话，你是可以走过了。
And since you are in the Lord, then by salvation, you do not have to deal with it anymore.
这是得胜的问题。
This is a matter of overcoming.
你既不听耶和华的命令。
If you do not listen to the word of the Lord.
耶和华也厌弃你作王。
And the Lord rejects you from being king.
好了，其他的事我不说了。
I will not go into other details.
那看到这里的时候。
When we come to this point.
我们很自然的就会想起。
It's very natural for us to think.
大卫来了。
Of David.
如果我们看大卫这一个人。
If we look at David as a person.
他好的地方是很好很好。
There are some strengths of his that are really good.
他坏的地方呢也不少。
And he is not short of his shortcomings either.
那个程度也蛮严重。
And they are also to a certain severity.
你就读我们这个五十一篇诗篇。
If you read Psalms 51,
一开头你就看到五十一篇是这一篇诗篇是大卫的祷告是怎么出来的。
If you read the beginning, where does this prayer of David come from?
他就说出他跟那个
八十八，
他八十八的事情而引出来。
And you would notice that it's from after he went to Bathsheba.
那么在那一件事情是非常非常的严重。
And that matter was very, very serious and severe.
那我扯开那个事情。
I don't want to go to that.
如果那件事情按照律法来说死定了。
And by the law, he would be dead.
但是大卫。他在神面前接受神拣选他做王，他却一直做王做到，在以色列来说，他的子孙没有断绝。
And so, but David has remained king till the end. With counting his descendants, it never ended.
神的启示来说，从人的角度来看，作为他子孙的神的儿子耶稣基督，却做王直到永远。
And by the revelation, and from man's point of view, the descendant of David, Jesus Christ, and he's been king, and there's no end to it.
我们怎么来介绍这两个不同的事实呢？
How do we compare and accept these two different facts?
两个都是神的同意出来做王的。
These two people both were chosen by God to become king.
但是两个人做王的结果是那样的不一样。
But the results, the ending of these two kings were so different.
你怎么来看这个事情？
How do you view this matter?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是非常明显的，让我们看到神如何把人从分别善恶树的果子的那个结局带回生命树的果子的那一个原意的那其中的一个好大的安排。
So we see this is one of the great arrangements that God is showing us, that from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that ending, to the tree of life and the effect of that.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意51章大卫的那一个祷告。
If you pay attention to the prayer of David in Psalms 51,
大卫在神的面前，他对他自己所做过的事情是毫无保留的承认他错了，并且错得很到底。
And David, you will see that before God, he, regarding the mistake that he has made, he is placing himself before God without reservation.
你留意他这一章的话。
You pay attention to the words in this chapter.
是，我犯罪了，我犯罪了，我得罪了人了。
Yes, I have sinned. I have sinned against people.
是这样吗？
Is that what he said?
没有停在这里。
He did not stop there.
你注意到了。
Pay attention.
我得罪了，我得罪了。
I have sinned.
I have 我不但是在人面前过不去。
Not only I have sinned against men.
我得罪了你。
I sinned against you.
现在大卫在神的面前，整个的祷告你看到，从第一节开始一直到末了，都是围绕着一个事实。
So you see the whole prayer of David from verse 1 on, the whole prayer is surrounding this one fact.
神啊，我错了，我错得非常的厉害。
Lord God, I've made a mistake and I'm in the wrong really bad.
但是神，我要寻求你的怜悯。
I'm seeking after your mercy.
我要寻求你的救恩。
I'm seeking after your salvation.
我要寻求你已经为人宣告的那个救恩的事实。
I am seeking after the salvation that you have already proclaimed to man.
弟兄姊妹，你留意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
扫罗说：“我要献上上美的羊羔给神。”
Saul said, "I would give the best of the cattle to,、and the sheep to man to God."
扫罗怎大卫怎么说
？What did God? David said.
大卫说。
David said.
你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱，我就献上燔祭。你也不我也就献上燔祭，你也不喜悦。
Verse 16, for thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering.
这跟扫罗的那个区别，你看得很清楚了。
Do you see clearly the difference of him between him and Saul?
一个他是看见神要人做的。
One sees what God wants men to do.
一个是神看见神为什么要人做的。
The other sees why God wants men to do this.
那但是因为这个看见上面有这样大的差别。
Because there's such a great difference in their insights.
大卫说。
David said,
神，我就是要求你的同在。
God, I just want your presence.
我就要求你的灵不要离开我。
I just want your spirit not to depart from me.
我是满了罪孽。
I am full of sin.
但是我相信你的救恩能把我洗得洁白。
But I believe your salvation can cleanse me from whiter than snow.
如果燔祭献上能解决问题，我立刻就献上。
If a burnt offering can resolve all these problems, I will give it immediately.
但是我知道你要献上，要人献上燔祭的目的不是要人做那件事，其实要人认识燔祭所表达的那个内容。
Yet I know you don't want people to do that burnt offering for its own sake, but you want to express the purpose of what people to offer.
那
for men to recognize their sins.
那是大卫在那里就很明确地说了。
So clearly David said,
神啊，你所要的祭是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤的灵你不轻看。
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise.
跟扫罗的区别在哪里？
This is a difference from Saul.
他完全承认我是生活在罪中，我是活在罪里头，我是不被给神怜悯的。但神，你有恩典怜悯，我现在就寻求你那怜悯的恩典。
I confess that I have sinned. I'm living in sin, but God, you have the mercy. Now I'm seeking after your mercy and your salvation.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
就在两个人的事上面
upon,
我们虽然时间我又过中了我本来说今天要收束一点、
I'm sorry, I'm running over time. I originally did not plan to run over time.
然后我说我就能能速速的来结束它。
I will say in a very concise manner.
弟兄姊妹你不要看这里这些事情是故事。
Brothers and sisters, don't treat them like stories.
你必须看见那是历史。
You must see that that's history.
你不单是看见它是历史。
Not only should see them as history.
你并且要看到在历史里头神的自己的宣告。
You must see that within this history, God's own proclamation.
从扫罗和大卫这两个人的身上。
From Saul and David, these two men.
你不是单单看见两个人的他们所经过的事情。
You should not just see what they experienced from them, these two men.
我们仰望神。
We look upon God.
因为神借助这两个人向我们很明显的用具体的事实说出怎么从分别善恶树的果子的辖制里头回到生命树的丰富和荣耀里。
So God used these two men to tell us how we could turn from under the control of the tree of knowledge of good and evil to the richness and abundance of the tree of life.
弟兄姊妹，记得我们是蒙天造的圣徒。
Brothers and sisters, remember we as saints with this heavenly calling.
我们是被主已经分别出来的人。
We have been separated by the Lord.
我们需要仰望主的怜悯，让我们活在分别出来的那个实际里，好享用生命树的果子重新显在我们的身上。
We look unto the Lord so that we can live under and partake of this abundance from the tree of life.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，但愿你借着圣灵的运行，把我们带进你话语的真意里。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit work within us and bring us into the true meaning of your word.
我们承认我们是愚昧的人，我们常常不够了解你说话的目的。
We confess that we are often foolish. We do not understand what the purpose of your words are.
但是感谢主，我们愚昧，你却是怜悯。
But we thank the Lord, even though we are foolish, you have mercy.
你借着你所赐的生命和内住的圣灵，把我们带脱肉体的限制和捆绑。
Through the Holy Spirit and this life that you have given us, you bring us out of the bondage of this flesh.
主，我们求你让我们不单知道你已经给我们做了这样的恩典。
Lord, we ask that not only you show us how you have given this mercy and grace.
你让我们更清楚地领会你所已经做成的在我们身上要有的发表。
That we will understand what you have already accomplished and display from us.
领我们活在你的心意里，来回到生命树的丰富里。
Lead us to live in your heart desire, and then lead and live in the abundance.
感谢主，你是这样的恩待我们的。
We thank the Lord, you have been gracious to us.
从开始一直到末了，你都是借着羔羊所做成的事情来成就你的美意在我们身上。
From the beginning to the end, you use the work of the Lamb to accomplish your will upon us.
我们要把所有的爱戴敬拜归给你。
We give you all the thanks and all the worship.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.